The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
What you're witnessing in the media and from celebrities is a systematic and calculated pageant, a plan, a scheme, a grand pageant that is put in place in order to infringe your Second Amendment rights. There is no doubt in my mind that what you're seeing is orchestrated at some of the most secret and highest levels. This is not new. This is something that has taken a long time. Progressives understand that it's a time game. It's not if, it's when. They will get their way. They will see changes made. It's just going to take them a long time. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Many of the players that you see in the media, people interviewed, the children that are being exploited from the high school in Parkland, Florida, they're not part of the conspiracy. They're not in the secret meetings. It's not some grand plan from them. They are simply useful idiots. No, I don't mean that they are idiots. I'm not insulting their intelligence or just being mean to them. I mean they are being manipulated. They are the, quote, useful idiots that other people use. There are some true progressives who simply push these things because they are from the progressive, the true definition, the progressive attitude of wanting more government, more control. This is who they are. That ultimately leads to socialism or one of its evil spawns, fascism or communism, one of these things. But many of them are just liberal. Many of them aren't even liberal. They're just emotional. If they were more aware, they may be actually liberal or possibly even progressive. So what you have is the George Soros types, and there's many others out there that we don't even know their name, that orchestrate behind the scheme, behind the scenes. They're the puppet masters that plan and scheme and pull the strings and everybody else dances. Some of them, like George Soros, have billions of dollars. They have many, many connections. They know that they would not be able to take America from a Second Amendment country, proudly supporting the Second Amendment because, number one, the Second Amendment is needed. You need to be able to have weapons to change your government if needed. That's its design. It wasn't for hunting. It wasn't for self-defense. It was to change your government via revolution if need be. It's apparent when you read the writings of the Founding Fathers. They didn't talk about a strong Second Amendment and a militia so you'd be able to bag a deer for dinner. They didn't talk about a strong Second Amendment and the need to protect firearms and the right to bear arms so you'd be able to defend if marauders came to your house or your neighbors broke in. Thomas Jefferson said the beautiful thing about the Second Amendment, and I'm paraphrasing here, is that it won't be needed until they try to take it away. That is its purpose. But a secondary, distant purpose of the Second Amendment is that basis and foundation in freedom. That you can have it, therefore it's a symbol, it's a canary in the mine. If you have the ability to go out and purchase a firearm, if it's not under attack, if you have the freedom to do that, especially the supported freedom of other people, other citizens who may not want a firearm, may not like them, then you know everything is okay. Because that's the basis for freedom. The puppet masters knew and have known for many, many years. The Second Amendment debate has been going on for a long time. Goes back to its inception. In modern times, we've had the Second Amendment debate. It's a talk radio favorite. It was in the 70s and 80s, especially when crime was rampant. That was one of our chief concerns in America. If you had asked people in the late 70s and early 80s, biggest issues facing America, late 70s and early 80s, they'd say the economy, gas shortages, OPEC, things like this. And crime. Crime was always one of the top couple because it was horrible. Now crime stats, way, way down. We'd have the issue of gun control. Why waiting periods are fine. So this is not new. And so those puppet masters knew it was a marathon. They would have to slowly erode, slowly chip away. Americans are funny. Even the leftists have something similar that we on the right or libertarians have. And that is, we're fine with helping people. We passionately, overwhelmingly will give and help. But we're not so good about being told to do something. You will do this, America. Man, even the liberals don't like that stuff. So if somebody were to come out and go, you will get rid of the Second Amendment. We are doing this. 30 years ago, people say, yeah, okay, guess again. Even people that really didn't appreciate the Second Amendment would not have liked that attitude. Maybe that's just human nature. So they began the slow eroding. And they support little things. Oh, it's just a background check, doc. It's just a waiting period. It's just these things. They bide their time. It's not a hot issue. It's not a hot issue. Whoops. There's a gun issue in the news because somebody got shot. Maybe it's a horrific spectacle like children being shot. They say, ah, here's our moment. It's been going on for a long time. And that's why it is so troubling now. A year ago, 10 years ago, you would see these things and the arguments were shallow and uneducated. They didn't make any sense. They're not based in logic. They're based on emotion. And when you know the statistics, you can prove what they're saying absolutely wrong at every turn. The reason it's so disturbing now is it has so much traction, unlike a year or 10 years ago. They've managed to brainwash entire generations with terms like assault weapons, weapons of war, common sense reform, gun deaths. They've managed to brainwash them. Their favorite target now, assault weapons, weapons of war, and specifically the AR-15. The AR-15, a long gun, if you will, is one of many long guns, rifles. If you look at the statistics of people killed, gun deaths, via rifles, remember, AR-15 is one of many types of rifles. If you look at gun deaths, remember that Joe Scarborough, Morning Joe, 58,000. More than those killed in Vietnam will be subjected to a gun death by the end of next year. Rifles kill, in total, far less. One-fifth of the people killed by knives. So when you break down that gun statistic to just rifles, again, not even AR-15s. That's a subcategory. Far less than handguns. Around 8,000 people a year are murdered with a firearm. Around 8,000. As best we can tell, in America, around 8,000. But many of those are one-offs. Somebody comes home, catches the spouse cheating, they kill him. Somebody goes and shoots an ex, whatever it is. It doesn't make it better. I'm just saying it's not the horrific gun scene of children being shot in mass. Why do they go after the AR-15? This is their solution. If you were really concerned with gun deaths, no, back up. If you were really concerned with just murders via firearm, go after handguns. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't want them to do that. I'm just saying if they were really genuine and sincere about stopping people from being murdered with firearms, they would say, we need handgun control. AR-15, we'll go after those after we get the handguns. Far more people are killed with handguns. This is ignorance because they don't know. You've seen the media describe everything. Every firearm is an assault weapon, is automatic weapon. They get it so wrong. But it sells. The AR-15 sells. Look at it. Which looks more intimidating? A black AR-15 with a strap and the stock, and look how big it is. Versus, I got a handgun. Which looks worse? It looks more menacing, meaning it sells in the media and it sells to brainwashing high school students. We're in a troubling time right now when it comes to protecting our Second Amendment, because I see it playing out, and it's amazing how it's worked. Amazingly successful. Yesterday, busloads of kids in Florida from Parkland and other areas took a trip to Tallahassee to tell the legislature there that they want them to vote a certain way and start cracking down on gun sales and whatever quote-unquote common sense laws they can come up with. It's funny, they usually don't offer what those are, but usually it is targeting something like assault weapons, meaning AR-15s. The legislature was having none of it, and voted against the way the kids wanted them to vote. But to see these kids on the buses, good, you're involved in your government. That is a wonderful thing. Wonderful to speak your mind. Wonderful to be passionate. You were going to Tallahassee and you're not 18. Fine to be involved, but sorry, you don't get to vote. We've saved that for the age of majority. And we've saved that for the age of majority because life teaches you a lot. Experience matters so much. Here's how you know. If you decide you want to be a doctor, what's that process? Learning, right? You go to school, take pre-med, you go to med school, you take your boards, and you get licensed a doctor. Now, can you legally prescribe medicine, practice medicine? Sure. But all doctors do some sort of residency. It's on-the-job training. Fine, you've been edubicated. You got the books, you read through it, you know what the meds do, you know what the myotropic lateral sclerosis is, you got it. You can name every bone in the body, done. But experience teaches you so much. If you're 16, great. You have lofty ideas and dreams. And by the way, youthful dreams are wonderful. Society needs it. We jaded older Americans need them. It reminds us to be involved and to think bigger, to not be complacent. That's wonderful. But what you need at 16 is wisdom. Wisdom learned by being kicked around by life for years. By seeing examples of what you're claiming. See, at 16 or 14, a student at Parkland, where you went through something horrible, maybe you know some of the people that died. In your mind, you're saying, why can't we do better? And that's good. Challenge people. But the devil's in the details. How do you want to do better? If you're proposing ways to do better, you're probably missing something because of your lack of experience. If you don't understand what it's like to live in an oppressive society, one that does not protect personal freedoms, that does not promote personal responsibility, it's not going to matter to you when you say, we must do something different. All you're saying as a 16-year-old is, we've got to do something. Great passion. Confront it. Yes, we can do better. But if you're 16 with a lack of experience, the how matters just as much as the why. Because you're going to get yourself into a situation that is not only bad, it's probably going to be worse. So in response to the CNN opinion poll and story, should 16-year-olds be able to vote? No. Hell no. In no way should they be able to vote. Because if you can make an argument that 16-year-olds should be able to vote, then why not 15-year-olds? And if 15-year-olds can vote, why not 14? And if 14, why don't we take it down to 5-year-olds and all the way down to infants? At what point do you say, no, that's too young? Oh, so 15, that's too young, but 16's not? How do you think the 6-year-old will vote? I'm guessing that their bedtime is 10 o'clock and they can eat candy 24/7. So the politicians start pandering to them. Hire me and you can have candy. Of course they should not be able to vote. Experience matters. Your passion is wonderful. Your dreams are great and society needs them. I recognize that. Now it's time for you, 16-year-olds in Florida, to shut your mouth and know your role. Step aside and let those of us that are educated, often with the school of hard knocks, tell you how it should be done.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.